Welcome back, Changemakers. This is the second in a short series all about the five different proclivities within the GC Index. And this time we're going to be talking all about game changers in response to the question, what type of changemaker are you? Once you're clear on that, you're actually able to contribute so much more and make a bigger impact. So with that in mind, let's get started. And let's start again by asking the question, what is a game changer? And in essence, a game changer is somebody that can see possibilities. They can imagine change. And what they see is really clear. For them, it's almost as if it's happened already, which is why they like to team up with the first change maker we talked about, the playmaker, because the playmaker can help them share those ideas with other people and get the buy-in for the change that they envision. Because for the game changer, it's all about creativity on tap. They can generate idea after idea after idea. I often talk about them waking up in the middle of the night and jotting them down. And their perspective when they have the idea, because it's so clear in their minds, is let's just do it. And their persistence is strong. Once they've got that idea, they're very happy to crack on and do it and do it and do it until they've made it happen. So the real value that game changers bring to any team is that constant stream of ideas. And at times when we don't have all the answers, game changers are critical. And they can do so with very little prompt. Simply saying, what ideas have we got, is all a game changer needs. That's the green light. Let's get on with it. And throughout the process, they will bring lots of energy and enthusiasm. Because if what we're talking about is, where's the new idea? Where's the new thing? That's all they need to be incredibly excited. But it doesn't have to be their ideas either. They're very happy supporting new projects, new ideas, getting things off the ground. That's the time when the game changer is in their element. So if you are that game changer, what sort of skills do you need to become the best game changer? Well, it all starts with ideation. Are you really clear on the process of ideation? Because if you are, you'll be really happy driving it as something that's going to make a tangible difference for the people around you. So ideation as a process is a great skill to have. The other skill to build is innovation. Innovation, as my old company Accenture used to say, is creativity delivered. It's okay having lots of ideas, but knowing how to take that seed of an idea and build it and grow it into something that delivers tangible results will skyrocket your value to the people around you. You see, ultimately, game changers have the skill of not focusing on what is, but asking and even answering the question of what if. And the reason is game changers have a very distinct set of values. They value originality. They value uniqueness. Game changers are the possibilists. They're the people who have a fundamental belief that anything is possible. And as a result, they're incredibly open-minded. It's very difficult to phase a game changer because virtually anything that you may think is unique or new, they've potentially seen in their heads already. But often, if you're just a constant stream of ideas, it's very likely your ideas are going to land in a barren field. Many of your ideas as a game changer are years ahead of their time. And as a result, the game changer has a real affinity with the misfits in society. The game changer themselves are used to being told, that's a silly idea. Why are you wasting our time? Just leave us alone to get on with the things that we're doing right now without interruption. All of that experience means the game changer has a real empathy for anyone else who may be on the fringes of what we would otherwise call the normal society. You see, I truly believe the game changer's sole intention is to open minds. And whereas to society, the majority of their ideas might seem to be impossible, incredible, who knows, we might be deluding ourselves. It could be that the game changers have all the answers. And our job, if we're in their team, is to think about what aspects of that can we use? How can we tap into their genius-like ideas sometimes and put them into action? But don't get me wrong, it's not just the game changers who have ideas. It's just that the game changers can't switch off the ideas and they're obsessed with new things. And that's the type of energy that we really need when we're trying to think about a different way of doing things. So there you go. That's a quick insight into the game changer, the second of our five proclivities. Take care. See you next time.